Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be
Welcome
finding...
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level, with David Clark, here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks. My little electronic man was playing games with me tonight. He didn't play, and so I thought I'd talk, and then he tried to talk over me. So I'm not going to try competing with electronics, but I welcome you all to this show. And I would just ask that you keep an open mind. It's the open door to new understandings. And it's important to recognize that we're basically all the same inside. And when we relate rather than compare ourselves to others, that is where we will find common ground. And that, folks, is where we will find peace, peace within ourselves and blessed peace on earth. Godspeed the day forward. So I have Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. It's always a joy to have her. She is one of my favorites, and she's with us every 2 months, and we're blessed to have her with us. She is an author. She's a past life connector and a fear buster. She helps those suffering from irrational fears to mend the past so they can overcome their fears and live happy, healthy, successful lives. Her books are The Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now, Life is Forever, Get Used to It, and The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head. These books assist you on the spiritual path and provide roadmaps to enjoy your life forever. Now, to schedule a past life exploration or learn more about her books, well, she's got a problem with her website right now, so I'm going to introduce her and ask her the best way for people to get in touch with you, since her website is having some little issues at this present time. So, Dr. McIntyre, welcome. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine, David, and I'm so pleased to be on your show talking to you and your guests.
Well, it's a joy to have you as always. So the question is, for people that want to get in touch with you, what is the best way for them to do that?
Okay. I'm glad that you mentioned I'm having a problem with my website. They were horsing around with it. And anyhow, I would just suggest that if you can't get through on my regular website, which is www.marilumcintyre.com, they have put up kind of a mock website for me, and there is a place there where you can contact me to make an appointment. But if for some reason that should not be working properly, you can contact me through my email, which is fastroad2011@live.com.
Okay, folks, get your pens out, and I'm going to ask Dr. McIntyre to repeat that email address one more time. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, fastroad2011, that's 2011, at live.com.
Now, the beauty of contacting her for a past life exploration is she will take you, she reads the Akashic Records, which are the books live. Each one of you has a book, and in it there are many, many chapters, hundreds of chapters. And those chapters represent particular lives. Now, tonight you will receive a free reading of probably just one life. But if you want to have an exhaustive review of lives that you may need to travel to overcome stumbling blocks in your current life, irrational fears, whatever, then you would want to schedule a full past life exploration, as she calls it. Keep that in mind. She's very reasonably priced, and she knows what she's doing. She will connect you. She always connects you to lives where traumas have happened that have triggered similar issues in this life, which when you see what has happened and meditate upon it from that past life and realize it's not happening now, you can make it disappear. Now, before we begin, we have a few callers here, and rest assured we'll get to you all. In fact, I'm not going to time tonight because we don't have as many callers as usual. So, Dr. McIntyre, you can just take your time with the callers. But I would like to ask you, it's been a while since we've talked about how you woke up spiritually, what happened, and what has happened since. Would you care to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, my goodness. You're talking about the last 35 years of my life,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to try to compress it into a 5-minute summary.
Okay.
Masterly feat, I must say. But, no, I was searching for a reality and purpose, and I just always felt that there was something out there that, if we could tap into it, would help us, have a good, happy, fulfilling, rewarding life. And I went to all the churches in Seattle, was baptized in each and every one of them, thinking, well, God has got to be in this church. Well, he never was. At least I never made contact through the Orthodox religions. But I finally was guided really miraculously when I was almost on the verge of suicide because life just made absolutely no sense to me. And so someone was sent to me to take me to a foundation there in Seattle, and sure enough, that's where I found reason and purpose, and started my own spiritual development, and understood that if I focus properly, I can direct my life to achieve the health, wealth, and happiness that that I wanted, and that I want for everybody. And as my own spiritual development continued, I realized when I started counseling other people that the medical profession wasn't able to heal everybody's problems with pills and cutting and that type of thing, which they seem to ignore the past lives and its importance in a person's present consciousness.
Yes, it is.
So finally I started getting impressions of my own past lives, which at the time I wasn't interested in because I was trying to cope with this one, you know. But finally I got the message that 95% of a person's problem in this lifetime is the result of a trauma that happened in a past lifetime that got locked into their subconscious or cellular memory and brought forward with them each time they reincarnated. So I went through a very heavy series of development until I was able to connect to the Akashic Records, and now I can actually, over the phone, connect vibrationally with an individual, and if you tell me what your problem is, you know, whether it's fear of water or heights, or keeping a job or finding a love relationship, whatever it might be that you're having a problem with, let me know, and I will go back through time and space to the time that will help explain and overcome that problem for you in this present lifetime.
Well, that's beautiful. So, folks, the rules are you need to put forward something specific that Dr. McIntyre can focus on, basically a problem or a fear that is causing you to stumble in your life. And please speak up. Try not to have any background noise on. And if you're ready, Dr. McIntyre, we're going to go to our first caller.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Now, this is the only person I've been able to talk to before the show started because people called in late. So this is Kathy, and Kathy is calling from Maryland. Kathy, can you hear me? I am having a little trouble connecting with you, Kathy. Let me try again. Okay, there you are. Okay. How are you, Kathy?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. Say hi to Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Kathy.
So, Kathy,
hi.
What issue in your life is causing you trouble that Dr. McIntyre can help you with?
My problem is fear of not having enough money, and I make good money.
Oh, well, that's very interesting. Are you afraid you're going to lose it or that you're going to want more?
No, that I spend it.
Join the club, Kathy.
Spend it and want more. That's it. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear all of that.
Oh, spend it.
Kathy, I didn't hear what you said after spending.
Oh, and wanting more money.
Well, what was it that you said about spending money?
Oh, that I spend too much money.
Oh, well, I think you know what the problem is then, don't you, really? I can see already you were from in this lifetime that I'm seeing. It came up right away, Kathy. You were of a royal family, and you were like a young prince, and you were very good looking. You were very spoiled. You were very wealthy. I mean, you had everything going for you, and you spent money like it was water because it didn't mean anything to you, but it really brought a lot of favors into your life and a lot of attention to you. And what you didn't do in that lifetime was develop your own personality or your own goals and insights, because you were just too busy buying people, which is too bad, and it's something that eventually we all have to learn to do, and that's, you know, be responsible for ourselves and our behavior and conduct and all of that. And so in this lifetime, you have acquired on your own a good financial income, and what you have to do is eliminate the urge to spend it as fast as you get it. You don't have to do that except for your own, you know, personal edification, but if it's causing you fear, then it just makes sense that you curtail the spending and just start maybe saving a little bit so that you can fall back on the assurance that you will always have financial substance in your life.
Yeah, you're right about that, because I'm getting close to retirement. I mean, I do have savings, and I know I need to save more.
Uh-huh. Well, that's where you take control of your life and stay focused on what's really important to you, and, you know, live by the golden rule and be happy and healthy and wealthy. And then with right thought and right action, that polishes the soul and ultimately promotes longevity and immortality. And that's what you really want. That's what you're here to achieve. So God bless you. Let me know how you make out on this.
I will. Thank you so much.
And Kathy,
thank you, Kathy.
Dr. McIntyre is on the schedule every 2 months. I post a month in advance, so it's not showing when she's going to be on in October, I believe it is. But you can check the schedule for September in a few weeks, and likewise, the beginning or the middle of September, you can check the October schedule. So we would welcome you back, and we would love to hear how you're doing with your life. Never be concerned about calling again. Dr. McIntyre values the calls. She's concerned about the people that she gives readings to and would love to have a report. And so far, I don't believe anybody's done that. Has anybody, Dr. McIntyre?
No, I haven't heard back from anybody that has gotten a free, you know, maybe it's because it's too short or something. I don't know. But I did want to slip in before we get to anyone else, David, that this month I'm going to allow a special dispensation on my private readings, or for my private reading, the half hour. Is usually $75, and for the rest of this month, I will allow them to go for $50 for a half hour.
Oh, that's
so. I hope people will, you know, take
advantage of this.
So,
I'm calling.
Did you catch her email address, Kathy?
No, I didn't. I'm trying to find my pen. Matter of fact.
Okay, well, why don't you go ahead and do that, and I'm going to ask Dr. McIntyre a question. Just shout out when you've got it. Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's Fast Road 2011 at live.com. That's my email address. My website, which may or may not be working, is www.marilumcintyre.com. So one way or another, you'll make contact with me, Kathy, and we'll go into this a little deeper maybe, if you want.
What was the beginning of the email before 2011?
Fast Road.
Oh, Fast Road. Okay. Okay.
And Mary Lou McIntyre is spelled M-A-R-I-L-O-U. McIntyre is M-C-I-N-T-Y-R-E.com. So it's MaryLouMcIntyre.com. Please take advantage of this special. It's a very spiritual price, and her normal rate is very reasonable. Did you know that there are past life regressionists, which is a little different than what she does, in New York City that charge $1,000 for a session? So keep that in mind. And Kathy, it's great to talk to you.
I've had one done, but I'm not, you know, it was like $300 or something.
Yeah. I think that's more standard, and I do them for less. But I don't read the records. I do regressions. And if you ever want to get a regression from me, my telephone number is posted on the descriptions of my shows. So
okay.
I'm going to wish you well with you and your garden and your ability to save for your retirement.
Thank you.
And I would like to also point out that my book, Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now, will help a person develop the ability to tune to their own past lives and the control and focus to take control of this present lifetime.
Beautiful.
Okay.
It's kind of like a roadmap for you in this book that that I've written called Fast Road to Happiness.
And if you can't get into her website, the books are available on Amazon.com. So I will, at the end of the show, I'll read off the names of the books again. We've had Dr. McIntyre talk about them in the past, and we won't tonight. But at some point in the next few times that she's on, I will have her give little descriptions of the books. So thank you, Kathy, and send me a cucumber, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, good night, Kathy. God bless. Okay, our next caller, I don't know who you are, but your area code 901. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Lanice. Hello, Mary.
What is it, dear?
Lanice.
Lanice. Oh, hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hi, Lanice.
Hi. Well, I basically have an overall fear. It's turned into anxiety, and I'm wondering, will I have a mate in this lifetime? I haven't been in a relationship longer than a year, haven't had a lot of relationships, and I was just wondering, will I get that experience of a real mate in this lifetime?
All right. Now, I don't, you know, do, what do you call it, you know, where you read the future, but
okay.
I can go to the issue of perhaps why you're having difficulty, if you consider
okay.
you're having difficulty. Is that your situation? This is making you very anxious because you haven't met the right person for you?
Yes. That's what
okay.
I'm asking.
All righty. Well, let me go back in your book of life. Oh, you've had a very long lifetime. You've been on this planet and other planets, as a matter of fact, for a long time. And will you give me your name again? It's very unique.
Lanice. It's like Denise, but with an L. It's Lanice.
Lanice, yes.
Uh-huh.
That has a vibration of other worlds or another planet, and I think maybe your parents that named you that name originated with you on another planet. But that's something that you can delve into yourself if you wish.
Okay.
And let me. I'm going to. Oh, gosh, the mountains in Peru. Oh, this it goes way back. You were one of the survivors from Atlantis sinking, and you were able to leave with a group of other people in a boat. It was very streamlined to what anything that we have today, but it was, a motorboat. It had a motor in it, and it went fast. And so you were able to get away from the continent before it completely sunk in the water, and you didn't get caught in it. And so you made your way to with the group to Peru. And you were like... Well, they considered you their guardian angel because you were so kind and helpful and wise, and you had the biggest, hugest green thumbs for growing vegetables that they could ever recall. I'm exaggerating, of course. You didn't have, you know, oversized hands, but you were very, very talented in growing food, and that's, of course, what helped the whole group to survive and finally, you know, make their own individual lives. And but you were on a very high spiritual level, and you were extremely concerned about everybody except your own personal self. You had no no particular interest in having a relationship, a personal relationship, because you had relationship with everybody that was in this small community. And I don't know what your present lifetime, you know, the way that is, but upon, oh gosh, you reached a very, very old age, at, you know, for that time. And, but you just, you got so, you thought, well, okay, everybody's on their own, they're doing fine. I'm through with this. And you just kind of laid down and decided that you were going to go explore other dimensions and other universes. And away you went. And that was your final goodbye to this planet at that time, with no consideration, no remorse, anything. And your real interest excuse me, was exploring other aspects of life here and hereafter and other planets. And it hasn't been actually until relatively recent lives that you have started thinking about your own personal happiness and realizing that having a personal relationship, having someone that you can share personal, private, individual things with, and other than just, you know, groups of people or relatives or, you know, that type of thing. You follow what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was having that conversation and before I called you.
Oh, really? Well, see,
yeah,
there
exactly
you are. You know yourself better than you thought you did.
Yeah, I had that conversation with my brother about how I'm not giving more of myself to others than I give to myself anymore.
Uh-huh. Oh, so
yeah.
You have a history even in this lifetime of giving
yeah.
to others and leaving yourself out, huh?
Yeah, and now it's caught up with me. I've got anxiety. I've got a fast heart rate, and I just got this impending doom type of a feeling, and I'm afraid and just unstable.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't get nestled into impending doom. Just, like, pull yourself up by the bootstraps and say, okay,
yeah.
now it's my time to live. It's my time
yeah.
for love. And
mm-hmm.
Hold in mind the type of person that you would like to attract, and just make sure that your personality and, you know, lifestyle and everything is the type that would draw that type of person to you. So in other words, work on giving yourself permission to radiate personal sexual love. I hope that
yes.
doesn't shock you.
No,
yes,
that's what
does.
I want now. I've decided
yeah,
that that's
exactly.
what I want, and I deserve it. Yeah.
You do deserve it, and we all do. And
just focus on you know, drawing somebody into your life for fulfillment. And be happy, radiate happiness, radiate love, and you won't have time, you know, to feel you're in a pitfall or something, you know, and that you're doomed to be alone and all. You won't have time because you'll be too busy being positive about the beauty of life, okay?
Yes, that's the goal.
That's
okay.
The goal, all right.
Just remember that children's book, The Little Engine That Could. I think I can, I think I can, I know I can.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. You need to practice affirmations and be specific, you know, and claim it in the now moment. Whatever it is you wish to possess, claim it as if it's happening now.
Exactly.
That's powerful intention. Okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in, Lanice.
Thank you.
You are welcome. God bless.
God bless
you.
Okay.
I'll continue to listen.
Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. I've got to just mute you for a minute, Lanice. You won't hear anything for a minute, and then I will... Wait a minute. Here we go. Having a little technical difficulty. There we go.
Okay.
We're moving on to area code 512. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi there. This is Julia. How y'all doing?
Great, Julia. How about you?
I'm doing well. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday to you.
Thank you.
Well, say hello to McIntyre.
Hello, McIntyre.
You're having phone trouble.
Yeah, her name's Dr. Mary Lou. McIntyre's her last name.
McIntyre Mary Lou.
Well, it's the other way around, but you're getting the idea.
I know. Yeah. Well, I said it the way you told me, so I figured I would go with that.
right.
What can I do for you, Julia?
Well, I was wondering if you were able to do a little bit of what you did for the last caller. I'd be curious about my past lives and if there's anyone in particular that's affecting my evolution, my soul's evolution today.
Okay, let me re-explain something. What I do is I read the Akashic records of individuals who are having irrational problems. They're having like fears, and there's no connection in this lifetime as to why they should have those fears. In other words, fear of water, and they have never had a water incident that would, you know, cause such fear. And then I go back into the Akashic records to the time of the trauma so that they can realize it has nothing to do with this lifetime. I'm not going to be giving general past life readings.
Okay. Okay, I understand. Thank you for explaining that. Well, you know, I don't think it has anything to do with this lifetime, a little bit of block concerning moving forward and in my career, wanting it to be very easy, and I know that it can be very easy, yet I have that fear of what if it doesn't work out for me, even though it's my passion.
Well, is it working out for you so far?
So far, so good. But I've just recently let go of two other jobs that was keeping me financially afloat while I transitioned to my private practice, which, again, like I said, I'm a healer and I love what I do. So it's been okay so far, but I'm also going to be losing another portion of the income. So there's a little fear about, am I going to be able to bring in beautiful clients like what I have now to cover that part of it?
Okay, I can tell you, just don't don't consider anything other than that, that you are, did you say you're a healer?
Yes.
And that you are a good healer and you are helping others and they're going to be guided to you and you're going to serve them and they are going to serve you. And being nervous about a new situation, and it sounds like you're going through a new situation by giving up other part-time jobs and sources of income, but you have to have confidence in yourself and focus on success. I can go back and look, or I can talk to you more about being positive to yourself. Which would you prefer?
Maybe take a peek back.
Okay. I see you. Let's see, you're in Germany. You're a young girl in a rather rundown neighborhood. You're from a family. you have three brothers and three sisters, so it's a pretty big family. And you live in a very small house. It's a very loving family, but there's not, you know, much food. You have to really ration that. And as far as school activities and things like that, that's limited for you because, you know, you multiply everything by seven, and there's not much money available for food if you're going to have all kinds of school, trips and ventures. And so it wasn't easy for you growing up. And you did end up happily married to a man that he had a grocery store, which was just perfect for you because you had as much food as you wanted and you were able to help your family too. So that was very nice. But you had a tendency to overeat and to be too generous with giving away food, which caused problems in the marriage because, of course, you know, he had to balance the books. He had to make the money to pay all the expenses and everything. And so sometimes he really got upset with you because you were what he considered was reckless. What I consider is generous. So, you know, it's kind of it's a degree of giving, let me put it that way. So in this lifetime, you have that underlying fear of not having enough food, not having enough room even, because you had to share your bed with two of your sisters, and that left a very deep subconscious hold on what you consider to be a happy, healthy life. And that is popping up now that you're on your own to, achieve your own financial success. So just don't worry about that. You made it through the other lifetime. You made it through the wedding, through the marriage. And in this lifetime, I see that you're a very capable healer. And it's just a matter of making the right contacts and getting the right referrals. Okay?
Yes, thank you. That makes so much sense. I'm very, very, I'm a giver. I'm a very much, especially with my clients. And I do find myself, like the whole about room and sharing a bed, I need space. I've always needed space.
Uh-huh. There you go.
And a lot
well,
of space.
Let's see, that's clarification for you, Julia, that, you know, that we did get a peek at that lifetime in Germany. And so that's good for you because now you just get on with it. Get on with being a success in this life, and that's what you want to focus on, okay?
Okay, okay. Beautiful. God bless. Thank you so much. Lots of love.
Thank
Have
you.
A good
day. Julia. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much for calling in. And
you're welcome.
And good luck practice. Now,
thank
I wanted
you.
To ask you a question, Dr. McIntyre. When you were reading A Lifetime for Lynette, it's interesting because there was a person, somebody that I know actually, who you read A Lifetime that was very similar. I mean, different sort of gifts, but also a lifetime where they escaped from Atlantis, as you described Lanice did, and went to South America. I don't know if you were specific there, but wouldn't it be interesting if those two people could dialogue, because that other person is on the line, and I don't know if she'd want to do that, but I was just thinking to myself as you were reading to Lanice, boy, this sounds kind of familiar. Maybe they knew each other in that lifetime.
And that might very well be.
Yep. So at any rate, we have one more caller, and if there is anybody that for whatever reason isn't in the queue and wants a reading, you need to call back and press the number 1. We sometimes have problems with people getting in. Sometimes people get in that don't want to have a reading, and I don't want to embarrass anybody. So we're going to move on to area code 303, and you are live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, I'm Randy.
Just a minute.
Randy, is it?
Yep.
How are you, Randy?
I'm good. I'm excited to
great.
Hear from Dr. McIntyre.
Hi,
Randy.
This is Dr. McIntyre, here to serve you. But I would like... David, if you would give out the phone number for people that maybe are just tuning in but don't have the number.
Yes, let me do that now. Okay, folks, get out your pens. It's a 646 area code. So the number is 646-727-3116. Again, 646-727-3116. And also, if you want to get a special rate for this month, I believe it is, Dr. McIntyre is offering a third off her normal rate for a half-hour reading, $50, which is very, very inexpensive. And she's going to give you the email address to contact her at right now.
Okay, it's fastroad2011@live.com. And if you just send me an email that you listen to David's program on August 7th, and then we'll go from there. And I will see that you get the $25 off, okay?
Beautiful. Okay, well, Randy, what can Dr. McIntyre help you with tonight?
Okay, so I know that one of the things I'm supposed to do in this lifetime is do some public speaking. And I keep going back and forth because I really have such a terrifying fear of it. But I know that's what I'm supposed to do. So I'm really, really pushing myself to do it. But I was just wondering where the terrifying fear of doing that is.
Well, I would like to ask Randy, what makes you think that is what you're supposed to be doing?
Because pretty much many, well, first of all, every time I do step forward, I get back from the universe. Like, yeah, I keep going with this. This is what you're supposed to be doing. And anytime I do, like, I have my degree in social work. When I try to get a job in social work, it's not seemed to pan out. And another thing is that anytime I've called, like, really good psychics or mediums, or they're telling me this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And not just that. I'm a helper, I'm a healer, but part of it is to do public speaking, do workshops.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the workshops, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you have a fear of talking in front of a group of people?
I'm doing it. I'm practicing doing it. It's just really like, why is this what I have to do? It's like the hardest thing. Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Like, I wish I could just do something easy, like get a regular job sometimes.
Maybe this is a major karmic explosion for you, too, that for your own rounded personality and achievement, something that is going to be beneficial for you and be beneficial for those that you are serving, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you should keep focused on. We can go back and I can find out where you developed this or where this fear became part of your subconscious that is now affecting your daily life, it sounds like. Is that correct?
Yeah, I know that something happened in my past, because a lot of times psychics say you don't need to be scared anymore. You don't need to, you're safe. You're safe. They say you're safe all the time. I'm like, well, what am I safe from? What had happened to me?
Well, when you asked them that, what did they tell you?
You know what? I never really did.
Oh, you never asked them.
No, I never did ask them what I'm safe from.
Yeah, you have a very deep fear then, if you were even afraid to ask what you were afraid of.
Yeah.
All right, let's, oh my goodness. Well, you've hit one of the most raucous times in history, I think, and that's the time of the French Revolution. And are you familiar at all with what transpired in the French Revolution?
Not that much, but I'll go research it after this call.
Yeah, well, you can go into your own consciousness because you were there, and you were a leader of, well, they called them districts. And this is very hard for me because it's one of the most difficult lifetimes that I had. And every time I have to go back, I still feel, you know, some kind of choking up. But anyhow, for you, you were like a motivator, an instigator, getting people together and explaining how important it was for their future health and happiness and that of their children to overthrow the ruling regime. And that was your public speaking. And,
wow. What happened to me, though?
And you were very good. Oh, you were a man. You were very big. You know, I mean, tall and muscular. And so you looked powerful and you exerted power. And you were a very good leader. And what you did was organize things that would destroy the wealthy, the royal the royals, as they were called, and their sources of income and their plantations and
good
all
for
that
me.
Type of thing. Pardon?
I said, good for me.
Oh, well, you were accomplishing, yeah, you were accomplishing what you set out to do and what these people were helping you do. But one night, and it was on one of these huge estates. I mean, the house, well, couldn't even call it a house. It was almost a palace. It was not a member of the royal family, but it was certainly a family of the hierarchy, let me put it that way. And and they had they had cattle, they had sheep, and just acres and acres of land, which of course they would not relinquish any of it for, you know, people to live on, to be able to acquire. Or he was wealthy enough, he could have just given half of it away and never even missed it. And so that was your target for the night. And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and you and your troop, or, you know, the you were going to burn all the grass, well, as much as you could, in you know, while you had time before the sun came up. And so that's what you were there. You were there setting fires to ruin the grass, you see, so that that would affect the cattle and the sheep and the expense of raising them. So, but what happened was, when you got there and started, you know, lighting the fires, it was like a militia just rose up out of the grass and from behind the trees and encountered or encircled your group and opened fire on them. You actually had you had guns shooting at you. Gee, I didn't even realize they had guns back then. So anyhow, and so you got wiped out, as did all of your people. And the few that were not killed were beaten to death for the pleasure of the militia. I mean, it was very vile. That made such a deep pain within you that, you know, that this caused the death of all those people because they were following your suggestion. Mm-hmm. And you vowed that you would stay away. You would never take on leading people into anything, because it might be dangerous for them. Mm-hmm. Bingo. That's it.
Right.
So you're not leading any kind of revolution or any treachery. You're trying to help people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is entirely different. But you have to realize that what happened back then is what happened back then. But it's not happening now. You're not going to cause any harm to anybody, because you're
right.
Doing good for everybody. You see? And you might have to talk to yourself in the mirror. You know, say, now see here, you're doing a good job. You have nothing to fear. You are a good leader and a good speaker. Talk to yourself, okay?
Yep. Thank you. This is really interesting. I'm going to go research the French Revolution now. Thank you.
God bless you.
Hey, God bless you.
God
bye
bless
bye.
Randy. Thanks for calling in, hon.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, we have one more caller. Randy, I'm trying to mute your microphone. If I can't do it, please don't speak. Oh, there she goes. Okay. I'm moving on to area code 916. You're live on the air with David Clark and Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. What is your name, please?
Hello, this is Nancy, and hello, Dr. McIntyre. It's good to talk to you.
Well, hi, Nancy. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, my question is, I've always had questions about this. I was abandoned by my father when I was an infant, and it really, I didn't feel like it made a big impact on my life. I was actually taken back to my family by my mother, all women, and I really didn't have that many relationships with men. And later on, it seems like I always had problems with men just because I didn't know that much about them. And I was curious, did I have any lifetime with my husband now? Because we go through our challenges, but we're more or less like brother and sister now.
Okay, and so what's your problem?
No, the problem, I was just curious, you know, why, you know, I was raised by all women and why I have so many problems with relationships with men.
And yet you are married, living with your
husband,
right? Yes, I am. Right?
That's correct. And we've been married for going on 13 years. That's correct. It's just that he's almost like an authority. He's very critical, and I kind of attract men like that, you know, authoritarians and critical. And I was just curious.
Well, you don't mean you're attracting men like that since you've gotten married, do you?
Well, no, not since I've gotten married, no.
Yeah, so I would have thought that you had overcome the problem and found somebody that you could be with. I'm sorry, I guess I misunderstood you. Okay, well, so you want me to go back and see? I'm not sure. It sounds like you kind of wanted a general reading. Or maybe did you just want to know why you were raised with all women?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, okay, I don't know if that is what causes, you know, men are a mystery. You just ask any man and they'll tell you. Isn't that right, David?
Oh, yes, yes. And I'm married.
Yes.
I'm married to one, and he's a mystery. There you go. But, you know, the other piece, Dr. McIntyre, that I heard Nancy talking about was, first there was the abandonment by her father being raised by the women, and then attracting a series of men, including her current husband, who are critical.
Very
critical. Okay, here we go. Thank you, David, for clarifying that, because as you said that, it all came into focus.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let me see where you are. You're in Siam, which, oh, God, has a different name since World War II. Oh, gosh, what? It was a very prosperous country. Well, at least the part that you lived in was very wealthy. And you were, I see you as a young girl, early teens maybe, and you're very pretty, and oh my goodness, the boys just flock after you, and because of your wealth and your beauty, and you had no problem getting boys, you were kind of mean to them. and distant to some, inconsiderate to, you know, kind of like what I would call a spoiled brat. I hope you're not offended, but that's the way, that was your behavior back in that lifetime. And so these boys that you were really cruel to, and humiliated them in front of their friends and that kind of thing, you created some very heavy karmic patterns with these individuals. And you came back in this lifetime to clean up those patterns, to release those or heal the karmas that had. So I'm getting one of the bosses that you've had was one of these men that you owed karma to. I don't know if you can think of one in this lifetime that was critical and unreasonable to you.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be their behavior towards you, because they were here to get back at you, and they were, you know, guided back into your life for that purpose. And you had to put up with it because you had caused it in the first place. Do you follow that? Hello?
Hello.
Food for thought, eh, Nancy?
No, I absolutely,
you
I always
what
want to
I'm
know
saying,
the reason.
Hon?
Yeah, absolutely. You
what?
Know, I believe we have to balance out our karma, you know, when we come in. So I was
exactly
about that.
Okay, and this man that you are married to was, how interesting. He was the beau or the suitor in that lifetime that you really went for, that you really wanted above all the others. And so, of course, you came back in this lifetime you didn't get him in that lifetime. He took off with someone else, and but there is a karmic link there with you, and so this is what I'm getting, which is very rare. They very rarely, you know, give me any advice, because it's up to each soul to, you know, develop their own healing and awareness, but. To create a better happiness in your marriage, remember that you loved this man hundreds of years ago, and it was a very deep, profound love, and you were jilted. But you still, that bond of love is still there. Try to reactivate that. And you know, treat him like a sweetheart instead of a distant friend or a brother. You understand what I'm saying, dear?
I do totally. That's why I stick with him, because I felt like I need to do that. I really do.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
I could have just taken off. I really. I mean, other people say no, don't feel that way. I do feel that way.
What way is that?
What
the
way? You know, yes, I really do. I feel like I just want to keep being with him, and, you know, and maybe something good is going to happen. I've got some good.
Tell him that you love him, and that you're glad you're with him, and that you know, you're both going to be happy and do a lot of dancing or something, you know.
Because that's
what it is. Yeah, all the other guys that have come into your life, well, that was karma, and you weren't supposed to be with them. you were supposed to be with your husband. So,
thank you so much.
Realize that it's like frosting on the cake for you to have him in this lifetime, okay?
Okay. That really clarifies a lot of things. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you for calling, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Well, those are all the callers for this evening, and it was a wonderful show, Dr. McIntyre. Thank you, as always.
Well, thank you. It was very interesting. Of course, I always love these, and it's so strange that how I thought even, you know, getting into past lives, because I was afraid it would detract from this life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard other people say that. I've heard, I have somebody that has a lot of knowledge of karma that says it's not important to look back. And I found that I've achieved a lot of healing around some issues in my current life by looking back and recognizing that it's not happening now, nor does it need to. You know, a lot of people say, well, I've got enough to deal with in this life. Why should I look at a past life? Or, you know, I don't believe in karma. I don't believe in past life.
Yeah, I know. That's where I was coming from. Like, I have enough to cope with in this lifetime.
Right.
But and, you know, even after writing the book and giving regressions for, 25 years, I finally realized pretty much what you were saying, David, that you don't need to know specific situations from a past life. If you are having a problem, recognize that you're having a problem and get over it. When I say, well, get over it.
Right, right.
That's it. It's like, you know, if you're in a storm and your roof is blown off your house, you don't have to know where that storm came from to know that you've got to fix the roof.
Right, right, right. Well, that's, you know, it's very common sense, isn't it, Dr. McIntyre?
Exactly, exactly.
You know, all you need to do is do what is most practical. Let your conscience be your guide. And as Dr. McIntyre says, and I think the only thing we really need is the golden rule. If we all followed the golden rule, we wouldn't need any other commandments because we could do no wrong. You know?
Exactly. That's my philosophy, is very basically that.
Yeah.
Follow the golden rule to be happy, healthy, and wealthy, and right thought and right action.
Right.
Polishes the soul and ultimately promotes longevity. That's right.
Well, and I think most people want to be here for a long time. And folks, you know, I have had some doctors say it's possible to live to 1,000 years. And I have had some psychics say it's possible to live in the body forever if you choose to. But of course, you need to achieve balance in this life. And what do you have to do? You have to achieve balance between mind, heart, body, and soul. And use it or you lose it, you know, in any of those areas.
And harmony with universal principle.
There you go. There you go. So thank you for that. Let me just let listeners know some of the upcoming episodes. I do have another regular guest, Athena Starr, who is going to be on August 21st. She's a visionary mystic, and she does do future readings. I have a new angel reader by the name of Chris Alexandria. She did appear on my show a little while back for the first time. She's exceptional. And then I have an astrologer. Chris Alexandria is going to be on August 27th. On the next night, August 28th, I have Samantha Samuels, who's a consummate astrologer. And then on September 3rd, I will be doing regressions, probably just one. And what happens is spirit through me guides the spirit in you back to the lifetime that you need to go to overcome whatever is tripping you up in this life. So actually, you take the trip, and you will actually see and tell me what's going on there. I'm not going to read the Akashic Records. I don't know how to do that yet. So you're going to be the one that's going to tell me. And I've successfully regressed every single person that I have ever done it with, and I do that for a fee if people are interested on a sliding scale. All you have to do is look at the web address here, and it has that information. I can put out my phone number now if anybody's interested. I don't mind people calling. If you've got your pens handy, it's 315-478-1086, 315-478-1086. And finally, Dr. Bernie Siegel, the internationally renowned author, cancer surgeon, who's written the best-selling book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles, amongst others, returns to us on 9/11. So those are some of the exciting shows coming up. And I even have a dream analyst coming up who also, aside from being a dream expert, is an intuitive. So I've got a lot of good shows. I'm at a point where I'm attracting absolutely phenomenal guests. All the shows are phenomenal. And Dr. McIntyre is a phenomenal guest. And because of that, I have her on every 2 months. So please.
I'm going to be on October 2nd.
Beautiful.
Will be my next visit with you.
Okay, so mark your calendars, folks. And if any of you have had any insights connected to the reading that you've gotten tonight or have found any improvements in your current life, please call us back and report that to Dr. McIntyre. I'm sure that would mean a lot to her.
Or you can email me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's given her email address out a couple of times. So there you go. So, anything else, Dr. McIntyre, for tonight? Any closing words?
Have we covered all the books? I don't think we have we?
Well, what we've done is just put the titles out. If you would like to give a brief description of them, that would be fine. And why don't you do that now, and then we'll move towards closing.
Oh, okay. The Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now. You can learn how to break through the time-space barrier to heal your life. And this is the book that has the roadmap to heal phobias and fears. And that's the one that I was talking about earlier. Then there's Life is Forever, Get Used to It, which provides proof of survival after death. And it's my true life story as an adventure into the realms of the paranormal to learn about life here and hereafter. And this book provides proof of survival after physical death to comfort the mourner and inspire the truth seeker. And both the skeptic and the curious can glimpse new worlds and find contentment. But I actually had communications with departed loved ones. And then last of all, this is not a book about my life, but the book was dictated to me by an angel that established a telepathic communication with me, and her name is Forever. So the book title is The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head. And you can use this book to contact the inner spiritual essence to improve the quality of your life, as well as give you ideas to consider about exterior concepts of reality. And you can be in control of your future. This book shows you how in a humorous way. What if you were an angel? Would you just play the harp all day?
Uh-huh.
Or want to experience different dimensions of the universe and continue to grow in wisdom? This book will help you make that decision, and really, it's a fun book. I really enjoyed writing it,
well,
and it's just to help give a Well, Forever said she heard the call for help. You know, people here are not happy. So she wanted them to be happy, and that's what the book is for.
That's wonderful. And that's what we're all supposed to have, happiness. And it does not come from buying things. It does not come from anything outside ourselves. It does not come from relationships, jobs. It does not come from things like drugs. It comes from within. And that is where you need to search. And so that would be an excellent book to help you get in touch with your inner self, with your higher power within, if you will, and then find ways to take charge of your present life so that you are truly happy. That's all God wants for you, so I believe. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
God bless you. That's true.
It is true. So there's no ending music, folks, so sing a happy song and make your own music.
There you go. You don't want to hear me sing.